Must we go over this again? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Yes, apparently we must. Roll Bob Orr's report.
What happened here, apparently, was that a man on a flight from Washington to Denver, a man said to be a Qatari diplomat.
A diplomat, the kind of person who tends to think they're special.
Went into a lavatory in the front of the plane and apparently was smoking.
Never mind that the no smoking lights are permanently lit or that the video warns you the restroom has a smoke alarm, which it is a federal offense to tamper with. Never mind that we live in a time in human history where you can legally suck on snus to satisfy your nicotine addiction. He lights up because he's a diplomat.
Officials tell us that a flight attendant smelled some smoke, confronted the man about it because it's illegal to smoke on airplanes.
Oh, it's illegal to smoke on airplanes. Who knew? Now, pop quiz. If the flight attendant confronts you while the plane is 5 miles up and you're from Qatar, what should your response be?
He became somewhat upset and agitated and at some point made some kind of crack apparently about maybe he'd light his shoes on fire.
Bad answer. Other bad answers would include, I was just adjusting my underwear, and how would you like to see me steer this thing? The good news, pretty soon airplanes will start charging to use the restroom, so guys like this might ultimately help the bottom line. And this whole thing happened in first class, behind the anti-envy curtain, so most passengers had no idea they were flying with a moron. Now this. This is Dave Ross, on the web at daveross.com.